KRNR Judges Report, December 16th, 2021, recorded December 13th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Today's topics: local elections and redistricting, and another week of no rain. Commissioner's Court met Friday, December 10th, both to talk further about redistricting and enact a 30-day ban on outdoor burning. The details of the burn ban are posted on the county website. Court met again on Monday in its regular scheduled time on December 13th for an hour and a half, which I hope is not becoming the new standard. We had a moderately full courtroom. Besides the candidates for county judge, or at least most of them, the advertised public hearing on redistricting scenarios contributed to the crowd, and I suspect the constitutionalists did also. The agenda included the public hearing and subsequent redrawing of the Mills County Commissioner precinct lines, the final approval of a subdivision plat for Rolling Oaks. That's a large subdivision of what was formerly known as the Seabar Ranch south of town on US 183, and an agreement to participate with Lampasas, Hamilton, Coryell, and Milam counties in the joint formation of a sexual assault victims response team as mandated by the last state's legislature. Although not on the agenda, Mark Toppert addressed the court in the citizens' input segment on his proposal for a court resolution declaring Mills County a constitutional county. This has been formerly raised in a prior meeting and died for a lack of a second. Radio shows don't lend themselves to discussion of maps, and it's all out there on YouTube if you want to see the various maps and hear the discussion on redistricting. At the end of it, it all came down to a choice between moving the fewest number of people to become in compliance versus adding the least amount of miles of county roads in Precinct 3, which already has about 10 more miles than each of the other three precincts. The court selected the scenario which minimized the length of county roads added to Precinct 3. The resulting inconvenience is the elimination of a longtime voting site for Precinct 2 at Fellowship Baptist Church, since that will now be in Precinct 3. What carried the day, I believe, was the fact that the precinct boundaries are set for 10 years and cannot be reset until after the 2030 census, while the voting precincts may be aligned or solved within the next 2 years, as there are other ways of dealing with the voting location, ranging from county-wide open voting to adjusting voting precinct boundaries. In the meantime, there is extra planning for the clerk as the county election supervisor. She has a limited time to do it before the March primaries. By the time you hear this, the new map will be on the county website, and by December 22nd, it will be in the Eagle. Look for your new voter registration cards in the mail in early January. Monday at 6 p.m. was the filing deadline for local candidates. The county judge, justice of the peace, treasurer, and clerk positions, as well as commissioners for precincts 2 and 4, were all up for election. After the clock passed 6, we have three contested races in the county. Four people filed a run for county judge, and two each, one plus the incumbent, for Precinct 2 Commissioner and Precinct 4 Commissioner. In the remaining races, the incumbents are unopposed. It's hard to say if the judge's race drew so many candidates as a protest against the incumbent, or it reflects the usual scramble for an open seat, as I did not file for re-election. I want to spend some more time explaining that decision. The simplest explanation is that my wife told me that if I ran for re-election, it would be as a single man. While that alone is adequate reason not to run, there are others. I will be 74 at the end of this term. By state law, judges cannot run for office for re-election after the age of 74. Now, county judges are exempt from that, but if you think about it, If the logic holds for all the state judge positions, there's something behind it and a good reason. Secondly, there are things I wanted to do in retirement that I can't do as county judge. The county judge position requires you to be in the county most of the time, and when you are gone, you are constantly on call. And finally, it's a matter of health. My vision has deteriorated and makes it much harder to do the reading that is required in the position. When I was asked to run 4 years ago, it was to make changes in the status quo. I believe it is everyone's civic duty to contribute to their local community, whether it is time or money, and as a volunteer or as an elected official. Career politicians are a problem in my view, as their decisions are based on being continually reelected versus the right and sometimes difficult or unpopular decisions in the greater good of the community. Career politicians are too often too free with other people's money. We taxpayers worked hard for that money. The government should only take what is actually needed. I believe I have accomplished most of the things I promised in my campaign. However, that's a story for another time and another place. For now, I'm merely explaining why I did not run and am appreciative that four other people in the community have thrown their hat in the ring of community service. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, thanking you for your interest in county government. Merry Christmas.